Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Is the collapse of FTX responsible for the suppression of the crypto market? And is now the time to load the boat on crypto?
I definitely do believe that when the scandal broke out with FTX, it did have a significant impact on crypto as a whole. If you look at it, they were probably the number one or number two promotional vehicle for crypto, in addition to being a market maker. Even though Bitcoin has went up a little bit over the last couple of weeks, we cannot take away the importance of Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX, and what he meant to the crypto market. So with their collapse, it did have an impact on crypto and the belief overall. Although the banks, I've been very clear, have been suppressing it, so that they can take away all the value for the next 10 years. As they've ruined some markets, now they see crypto as a potential exit for them. So I do believe that FTX going down did have a negative impact on crypto and the gains that have not been present this year. We pretty much have been flat. I mean, Bitcoin opened up at 16,675. We're at 28,200 right now. But the last 2 months have been a bloodbath. And a year ago, everyone was saying that it's going to be anti-inflationary and it's not tied to the stock market. And we can see that it has been tied a lot more. But I do think now is the time to buy. If Bitcoin got to 24,917, that's the area I would want to buy in. Hopefully by next year, we'll be back to 34,000. But at that level of 24 and some change, I do like it for the long term.
Okay. What about Ethereum?
You're saying you see Bitcoin at what number? I'm seeing it at a little over 28,000.
Yes, at 28,000. If it goes down to 24.
Oh, okay.
That's where I would want to buy in. Yeah. Yes, I like Ethereum at 1586.50. Hopefully by next year, it can be back to 2719. So I think crypto will do well, unlike some shows that are breaking up right now. But Bitcoin and Ethereum, I'm long on pause for the considerable future.
Yo, you're on fire, man. You're on fire. Yeah, and you mentioned the buying time for crypto. And for those that are in the space, we've talked about a little bit, but that Bitcoin halving is happening next year, I think around May or June. And so this is it feels like this is that time, right? Like if we watch Bitcoin, yeah, we know it moves in cycles, usually like a 3 to 4 year cycle. And so you tell a story about when you were in Asia and that was 2017. Right. And so 4 years later, 3 to 4 years later, it's 2020. We saw it appreciate, go up to 20, come all the way back down. Right. During the pandemic, we saw it at 3000, shoot up to 60, pull all the way back down to 20. Are we in the midst of that type of cycle happening now due to the halving that taking place next year? Are we right at that doorstep where it's like, all right, if we're interested in crypto, if we're interested in Bitcoin, this is our segue?
Yeah, this is the time I would pick it up right before all the institutions get heavier in the space. Like Larry Fink is openly talking this book about how much he loves Bitcoin and crypto, which is the opposite of what Jamie did in 2017 or 2016 on behalf of JP Morgan. So I think it's definitely now the time to get in. Anytime you look over a 4 or 5 year horizon, you're going to be okay. But while it's flat here, back in the 20 range, 28,000 range, this would be a good time to accumulate that XRP Ethereum for the long term.
Yeah, this is like one of those scenarios that higher highs, higher lows. So if 60 was the high, do we think it can go higher than that on this run?
If all the institutions get involved in it, and because market dynamics remain true in every field, what pushed it up? I mean, of course, on the back end, like the retail environment being interested in it helped, but it was really the VCs and institutions that were really pushing it to go up. Notice like when they started to exit around 45 and 50, when it finally got to 69, it began to topple. There were no more buyers. In order for a market to continue to go higher, you need people to buy it. The thing that would help is if, of course, the spot ETF would help, more futures trading would help, but if it became by law mandatory that it had to be implemented in 401k plans, that will push it to 100,000. The thing that will prevent us, the stock market in general, from going through like a Great Depression, which we'll talk about later, is that there's a law that certain amount of companies have to buy these stocks to put them in a 401k plan or a SEP IRA. Like, so there's enough liquidity there for the stock market to keep it afloat. We haven't seen something like that for Bitcoin yet, but hopefully in the next 10 years that will be there. And then if there's these are enrolled into employment 401k plans, it'll give it a lot more volume as well.
For sure.